Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, you
excellent.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. I've been practicing. I'm going to do better.
Hi, old friend.
Hi there. Hey, you. How's your cute beetle?
How's your mother-in-law? How's your motorcycling?
Hello!
How's your cell phone?
Hello!
I'm giving all kinds of clues here as to what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Hello, yeah.
Hello!
We didn't have time for all the hellos today.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there, and so how'd it go out? Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike. Hi, Tony. How'd it go out there today, Mike?
Ducky.
How'd it go out there today, Buzz?
I thought it went swell.
Really? Once again, here's my good friend, Rob Spiewak.
How's your mother-in-law?
Just start reading what you wrote.
Yes, I have it right here on a piece of paper. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Please seek help. And all the ships at sea. Remember, it's the bleach that keeps them pink. Don Geronimo.
That's right.
And Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's all about the bleach.
And
hello.
Hi, Julia. Hi there. Oh, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. We're starting today with Paul McCartney, and Junior Sparn, and it's the Don and Mike Show. Mike, a brand new episode on this Tuesday, 05-03-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz, and you. That thing is stuck, Rob.
You can call us stupid machine.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
I'm hearing you!
From Canada.
Oh, my goodness!
And
shut up!
From Mexico.
Excellent.
Right. It's 800-636-1067, right?
Yes.
And you listen to WJFK?
No.
Come on, you got to listen to WJFK, right?
No.
You know Michael Hughes, the general manager?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I think he's a jerk.
A jerk.
If you're listening on WJFK FM.
Oh, that is set.
You can call
him for Michael Hughes.
You can call us at 202-432-1067. Let's go.
Let's go
down to Junior's farm. Okay, those are the phone numbers. The song will roll here because it's a good song and because I want to get right to what happened this morning.
This morning at motorcycle school?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got the runaway bride fiancé. The guy, as you know, is just a tard. And he still is talking like the NASCAR guys.
Right.
And we got all the tape of him. But even more important than that, even more important than 24.
Yes. Wow.
It's what happened today out on the Great American Road between two alleged friends.
Oh, we're still friends.
Yes, of course. Mike and Buzz. They're out there learning how to ride their hogs.
Uh-huh.
And
our little hogs.
Yes, mini hogs.
All I know is this morning and, oh, this thing's going to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you, Paul.
I want to tell you.
All I know is that very early this morning, I received a call from caller ID, M. O'Mara. Hello there. Got the early call.
What about 8:20 or so?
Earlier than that, Mike. It was like, it was like 8 o'clock.
8, I think. 8
o'clock,
yeah. That was our first break.
Checking my watch showed it was 8.
are we arguing already?
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. I think we're all in agreement, actually. I'm just saying, I made note of the time.
So Mike calls me.
Buzz knew I was calling you, too. Buzz was getting into his car. I getting something out of his car and maybe making a phone call himself. I don't know. And he was in back of me, and I knew when I was talking to you, I knew that he knew that I was calling you. I knew he knew.
I couldn't see you behind your movie star darkened windows, but I knew you were making a call.
You knew that I had basically sprinted to the car after the debacle that was the morning session.
I had a strong sense of that. Yes.
It was fascinating.
What was the debacle, Mike?
Well, no, I mean, there were many little it's a cumulative thing, really, and there many comical moments throughout the...
doesn't like comedy?
Buzz, suffice to say, and I'm certainly going to let Buzz, you know, give his side of the day, but I found it to be... Buzz amused me, certainly the most amused I was...
Do I amuse you?
Was in the morning session.
Because
I thought I was a novice motorcyclist.
I'll just do the reset here. Mike and Buzz are learning how to ride motorcycles together. They're taking classes together. Buzz, I'll just tell you, Mike feels so confident in his presentation that he's already given me the phone number to reach the guy who is the instructor.
I gave Don Tom's number, which I think Tom will be
a fair, even
tempered guy.
He's a good man.
You know,
I trust whatever he says.
And the fact that
I should have given him Dave's number, though.
I trust Dave equally.
Okay, fine.
We'll talk to Tom.
What's up, guys?
No, not that, Tom. But the fact that Mike has already supplied us with a phone number for a third-party account says, I smell hinky. This is good.
Something's up.
What are you doing, Mike?
I'm making notes because I want to make sure I get everything.
I have no notes. It makes me nervous when you make these notes.
My
notes made you nervous. Now your notes are making me nervous.
And I think I've got all the four high points.
There are four.
Four points.
I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah, I think that's it. Let me see if there's anything else.
So, Cats, you got together this morning. Your lesson started at what, 6:45?
There are five things, actually.
Of course. I just have one right here.
There are.
And Buzz is pointing
at my head.
To the inner government.
Right up here.
computer. I just wanted to make sure I got everything.
Good, five. Five is a handful, as it were.
Oh, six. I'm sorry.
More than a handful.
All right.
Half a dozen, Buzz.
Yeah. You sure there's not a seventh?
Okay.
You want to take a minute? Think about it?
There might be more.
Probably are. Well, feel free to add them. There's no rule. You don't have to stick to seven.
And again, Mike's list now contains six, maybe seven items.
Uh-huh. All right, Buzz, I have these on the...
In your head.
Detail, but these headings would be the helmet, the throttle, neutral, the new motorcycle, colonoscopy, and Buzz threatens to quit.
Why does it?
That's a pretty...
All right, but we'll take them one at a time.
That's a pretty strong opening statement, Mike.
Those are some strong claims.
Seven charges.
Not to the guys. It was more kind of directed at me, the quitting part. So it was kind of Buzz's way. As nice as Buzz is, it was, I think, Buzz's way of just telling me to kind of back off a little bit towards the very end of the session, because I was being a little giddy.
You were.
I was a little giddy.
Well,
as I
said before, who doesn't like fun? But you were starting to discourage me a little bit, and I raised a question. The question I raised was, do you want me to finish this? I
think exactly right. That's the one I couldn't remember how it was. That's exactly.
That's
do you want me to finish this? And then I said something like, well, hey, you're the one that's kind of tied into the dealership with Rolling Thunder and all this, and you said something you should remember, Mike. You know, it was interesting. Well, we're going backwards, though. That was kind of the end of the...
That's true.
That's before we broke
what
for the day.
What led up to that?
Okay, let's start with you guys getting together at 6:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what's your mindset?
My mindset is probably similar to Buzz's in that I think we both were like little kids. We were tremendously excited.
Okay, we both had a little trouble sleeping last night, but we were awake and we were excited.
Anybody wet the bed last night?
Maybe it depends how young we're talking.
I got
about.
Out so fast I couldn't check.
Yeah, I haven't checked yet. I haven't been back to look at the situation. But both of us early, much earlier than even the 6:45 time. We've, Buzz and I both got there at you know
6:35.
Yeah, I mean I drove in from east wherever and we were excited, really excited to start. And the good news is these. Terrific instructors, which I think we'll both agree on.
Yes,
we're there early, or you know, earlier than we were. And
this is all sounding much too nice, Mike. Would you just get? I'm sorry, I asked. What's your first item, Mike?
Oh, the first item with Buzz would be the helmet. Buzz had indicated to me between the last time we had class and you know one of the days when we were talking about it during the show, he had indicated to me that he thought that perhaps one or both of the instructors might help him out and provide him with maybe a better helmet than the standard issue. So
now, we talked about this last week, right?
If you don't bring your own helmet, they have indicated that you have to go with the helmets that are used by thousands
of lice victims, head lice victims,
with the classes that they have for the it is the motorcycle safety training course,
right?
And
now, Mike, did you
what's
buy?
What's it say on the card? Because I want to make sure I get it right. The motorcycle
MSF is motorcycle safety. Foundation.
It doesn't say it. Just it says
no.
Harley owners group.
Yeah. All right. So he's one of the instructors. That's Tom. He indicated to us that these hats, these helmets are basically are going to be not only worn by everybody, but they're lime green and they're kind of doofy. Would you say lime green?
More of a mustard.
Mustard.
Right. Yeah.
Mustard yellow.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Like brown mustard.
And so, you know, that was my first chuckle. When I bring the helmet and Buzz,
so you purchased a fancy helmet.
Yeah, I'm probably a little more committed to this thing because I'm doing this. I kind of horned in on this thing Buzz was doing because I've wanted to do this for 10 years.
All right.
And I bring a helmet, and Buzz last week or this the early part of this week had said, I think I'm hoping maybe that maybe they'll provide me with a helmet that's not like the ones that you get when you get there. Well, imagine his disappointment when not only do they not have a fresh, nice helmet for him, he's got to use one of the mustard green, mustard yellow helmets, and in order to protect his head from head lice, he has to put